Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. She grew up in a Christian home and was raised in the church. As her father was the pastor of that church, she had a first-hand vantage point of the good and the bad found there. She saw true faith, and she, unfortunately, experienced true hypocrisy. Broken at an early age, she quickly discovered that security is not found in man. It is only found in God. She learned that when people let you down, God is still there to pick you up. We pause to remind you, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to let you know that Christ loves you and knows you. And whatever you're going through today, our guests are here because they have been sent by God at this very time. You know, God is a God of purpose. He's also a God of destiny. And His timing is perfect. And He knows exactly where you are, what you're going through, what you're feeling, what burdens you're carrying. And the Lord has sent them to share with you out of their lives the marvelous things that He can do even through pain, heartache, discouragement, disappointment, and absolute heartbreak. My friend, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and you're listening to the right program at the right time, because the living Christ, He who loves you so much, who died on the cross for your sins and mine and our guests today, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, He who was buried and He who rose again on the third day, the living Christ, calls you to Himself from where you are, my dear loved one. Oh, how He loves you, and He knows you. And this is a very special moment for you today. Julie Dobbinsbeck desires to bring good from the hardships that she has experienced. She desires to teach others the lessons God has taught her, and that the key to find wholeness, she wants to share out of her life those important truths. She's finishing up her master's degree in marriage and family therapy, publishing books, children's books, books for adults, and is finishing her memoir. She's married to Vince, who's also in studio with us. She's a mother of, and their parents of Michael, Jackie, and Carter. Their children are now adults. Julie's a teacher, a woman who has experienced the immense, as you'll soon hear, grace of God. She is, as she says, self-described, a Humpty Dumpty, like so many others, who has miraculously been put together by the King. Julie and Vince are here, and we are blessed to have them. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up, Julie?
I grew up mostly in California and Washington. My family moved a lot. My father was a pastor, and he just liked to move. So we moved all over the place, but mostly in California and Washington.
How about you, Vince?
I would say mostly Tucson, Arizona. My father was in the military, but the last 10 years of his career was in Tucson. And then after his retirement, he remained in Tucson for many, many years. And I went to from second grade up through college until I myself was in the military. I lived in Tucson.
So you are a retired Air Force.
I am. And I met Julie while I was at my first duty station, which was in California.
Mm. Julie, something happened when you were younger that impacted your life. And this is in many ways why you are in ministry today. What happened?
Well, when I was growing up, as I said, my dad was a pastor. And I absolutely adored my dad. He was my favorite person in the whole world. I looked up to him. And I wanted to be just like him someday. But when I was about 11 years of age, my father, the pastor, began to molest me. And so I would sit in church on Sunday after Sunday, and I would listen to my dad preach and teach the Word of God, knowing that he wasn't living that himself. And I was absolutely devastated. I was angry. I was confused. I was broken.
How did that impact or affect your relationship with Christ?
By God's grace, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior when I was 8 years old. But it was during those years of abuse that Jesus became my very best friend. I would lay in my bed night after night, and I had pushed my bed right up next to the wall. And I would get in my bed and I would snuggle against the wall because I felt a little safer. And I would pray and I would talk to Jesus. And I would say, "It's just you and me, Jesus. It's just you and me. No one else knows my secret. It's just us." And I can look back and I can see that he was there. That he walked me through those days. He held me. By God's grace, I didn't turn from God. I ran to Jesus. And he held me. And he kept impressing upon me that better days were ahead. Mm-hmm. And I grew in my relationship with Christ. And I can look back throughout my life, and I know that he has always been with me.
This experience, how long did that go on, Julie?
It went on for about 3.5 years, and I prayed and prayed and asked God for it to stop, but I don't think I ever believed that it would. But much to my surprise, when I was a freshman in high school, towards the end of the year, so I was 14, almost 15, my father called me into his office at the church, and he told me that he was never going to touch me again. And he said that if he ever did, that I was to tell my mom. And I didn't believe him. I thought it was just ridiculous. But he didn't. He never touched me again. It stopped. And I believe with all my heart that God stopped my dad.
Mm. How did that affect your relationship with your dad, you know, from that point on till, you know, into your future?
It was kind of an odd relationship because I was so isolated, surrounded by people, and yet isolated in my secret. And the only one that knew was my father. And so there was a strange connection and yet disconnect at the same time. But when I was 16 years of age, my dad came into my room and he asked me if I ever thought about the past anymore. And I told him every second of every day, I think about the past. Mm. And he said, "Then we need to get you some help." And he took me to a pastor not far away. And I only saw that pastor once, but it was a huge, huge time of growth for me because for the first time in my life, someone else knew my secret. And once that door was opened, God began to usher in a deep healing and forgiveness. And God began to help me to forgive my dad, which as a teenager was not something I necessarily requested, but it was something that God supernaturally gave to me. It is something God continues to do. You know, the hurt and the anger can come back up, and I have to go back before the Lord and bring it back to Him. But God has done a miraculous work of healing and rebuilding that relationship. In more recent years, God has created a distance because just for my own health. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I dearly love my family, my dad included.
I know it cannot be easy to share what you're sharing. And I want to just pause and thank you for your heart of generosity to go back and share about these very deep matters and issues in life. Because someone today who's listening has experienced the same thing that you've experienced.
Right.
And they might be in a very isolated or lonely place, feeling like nobody understands. Isolated because it's so way out there. But you remind them that it's not that way out there. And even more so, Julie, that Jesus is there and was there. You know, sometimes people say, Lord, why did you allow me to go through that? Why do you allow me to suffer? Why do you allow me to be victimized like that? And it could be sexual molestation that has gone on for an extended period of time. It could be someone who is continuously pounded down with verbal abuse. Someone who is utterly humiliated time and again, whether it's from a parent or someone that they deeply endear. Or it could be a boss or a coach. People are broken. They're like a Humpty Dumpty that had a great fall. And the pieces are just like a shards of shell scattered all over the floor. But God put you back together again. You lead a ministry. You invent Cracked Egg Ministries. I love that. I love the name. But even more so, all the connections, the divinely inspired name of how it came to be. We're going to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Julie Dobbinspeck, and her husband Vince is here. He's going to share too, because when you hear from the wife, you got to hear from the husband. There's some kind of unique balance that God brings when two lives come together as one, and they walk the journey of life together with the Lord. And I believe that as you're listening, my friend, the Lord has something very distinct, very timely for you to distill in your very own heart at this particular time in your life. And it is to build you up, to encourage and inspire you. And if you haven't ever accepted Christ, perhaps today is that moment for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with Julie and Vince.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world.
people like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 12th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry presents the 16th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register. Teams are filling fast. Register today. Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year. Friday, July 12th. Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliwomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, you got to see these books. The color, the illustrations, and the message. This book I'm holding in my hand right now, May I See the King. I mean, the colors, it's written by Vince and Julie Dobinspeck, illustrated by Mark Pendergrass. So it talks about Humpty Dumpty, the Humpty Dumpty story, but also as you read the poem that they wrote and you look at the illustrations, you'll see the redemptive part of that, which will certainly bring hope to any child, but more than that, any child and any adult. I mean, I read through it and I already was touched by the message of it and the profound and yet simple way the message, and that's not all they have here. May I See the King? They have a... You've heard about prequels, right? I mean, the story before the main story. Well, they have a prequel called Humpty Dumpty, The Road to the Wall. And Vince and Julie Dobinspeck also have the sequel, Humpty Dumpty, The Marvelous Journey. These are books that I strongly encourage you to grab a hold of. And they've also written Broken Treasures, a Survivor's Journey from Tragedy to Wholeness. And if you're just tuning in right now, Julie early on shared what she went through. It's a story of molestation. It's a story of hypocrisy right out of the church. But it's also a story of the redemption of Christ and healing. And as you look at them today and the powerful ministry that they have, you will certainly be moved and also eager to say, perhaps, Lord, if you have touched her and you have brought her and Vince together and they're being used by you, oh Lord, perhaps you can use me. And they're here to share what God has done. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're joining us today. To find out more about this show, as I talked about earlier, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. You can get it in its entirety. And as I say all the time, you know, go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend who you know, as you hear them speak, you know that it'll minister to them. To find out more about Julie and Vince Dobinspeck, CrackedEggMinistries.com. CrackedEggMinistries.com. You can get their resources as well as find out how you can invite Julie and how you can access their ministry to bring healing, God's healing, to the people in your church. CrackedEggMinistries.com. I said I love that name. How did you get the name? And how did the ministry come to be what it is today?
Well, in 2004, my background is teaching. And in 2004, the Lord impressed upon me to stop teaching and to come home and to be a full-time mom. And when I came home, God threw me into a healing and refining season. I didn't expect it. I didn't see it coming. I thought I was fine. I thought God had done all this healing in my life, which he had. But it was time to go deeper. And as God was doing what I call these spiritual surgeries, I would cry out and I would just say, God, this hurts. This hurts. Aren't we finished yet? This hurts. And as I would pray, God began to impress upon me that he was making me whole. And I thought that was odd. I thought it was odd that he was making me whole. And as I began to pray in it, the Lord began to impress upon me that I was cracked and broken like Humpty Dumpty. But then I would get, but they forgot about the king. You see, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again, but they forgot about the king. And so God impressed upon me that he, my king, was going to put me back together again. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. So I shared with Vince this symbolism that God was giving me, that I was cracked and broken like Humpty Dumpty, but that he, my king, was going to put me back together again. And as I was sharing that with him, he just looked at me and said, hold on just a minute. And he ran and grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil, and he wrote a poem about how Humpty Dumpty gets put back together by the king, which is the May I See the King poem, mm-hmm. and is now the book. And on July 4th, 2004, in the midst of this healing season, I was helping Vince with one of his open houses. And as I was walking down the street to pick up his signs, I had a gentle God whisper, as my friend Christy Pierce likes to say. And the Lord spoke to my heart and impressed upon me that he was calling me into ministry, that I would be involved in missions, teaching, and speaking. And he began to impress upon me the words, set them free, teach them, train them, send them out. But it was still some time later before God began to reveal to me what that meant. For the next several years, it was a time of waiting and further healing. And when I would question God about, what is this ministry that you're calling me to? The only thing he would impress upon me was, start walking. And so I started working more and more with prayer ministry and women's ministry, but I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't know what I was doing. I simply was taking the steps that God placed before me. But on Mother's Day of 2008, our daughter Jacqueline came to me and said that she had had a dream. And in the dream, she had Auntie Joan had come and told her that I was pregnant. And as soon as Jackie said that, the Lord impressed upon me that it was a prophetic dream and that it was a spiritual pregnancy. And he brought to my mind Abraham and Sarah, that God had promised them a son, but it was completely different when she finally became pregnant with that son. And the Lord impressed upon me that I was now, symbolically speaking, pregnant with the ministry that he had called me to. And over the next several months, he began to impress upon me that the ministry that he had for me, that he had for us, had to do with helping broken people find healing with him, and that it was all focused on the Humpty Dumpty theme, that we are all cracked and broken. And when you think of Humpty Dumpty, it's so hopeless, because none of the king's horses and none of the king's men could help him. And that's how he remained for how many years? Hundreds of years. But God just letting us know that no matter how hopeless it may feel, that nothing is impossible with God, and that he was going to put people back together.
Your illustrator has done a marvelous job, Mark Pendergrass. When I look at Humpty Dumpty put back together again. And what's interesting is, I mean, he's really happy, Humpty Dumpty. I can just see it from this image. But there are still cracks. But he's together. What does that symbolize, Julie?
The cracks symbolize that our scars remain. When we are wounded and broken, people say, forget it, but we don't forget. Those are our scars, and they are a reminder of what God has done in our lives, that He has put us back together, and that He is using all of it for His good and all of it for His glory. But our scars remain.
Isn't it incredibly the immensity of what happens when someone broken is put back together? By that I mean, suddenly, the ability to impact and relate with, or to be related to, grows exponentially because of what you've suffered.
Right.
And the fact that God has brought you and put you back together again. Don't we lead or speak out of the broken place and the redemption of God's marvelous healing that can take place?
Absolutely. God has placed such a passion in my heart, especially for women, especially for those who have been wounded through abuse of any kind. And I often hear stories that are so much worse than mine. And I often would ask God, Lord, how can you use me? That person's been through more than me. But the Lord impresses upon me that when I speak and when I share my story, that it opens a door and it provides hope that no matter what anyone has experienced, that Jesus is there and that He is bigger. And I feel like that is one of my biggest callings, to break the silence of abuse because it's so hidden, and to bring hope to God's wounded children that He is bigger than their pain and their brokenness, and that He has good things for them.
We need to hear more about, let's go deeper. How does God do it? How does God bring healing? How has God used the resources that you and Vince have produced, led by God to produce, and here I have it in my hands. When we come back from our break, let's do that. Let's go deeper. Maybe we can be used by God to facilitate some healing today. And then I'm looking at this incredible man of God. It takes a certain kind of man, high-ranking man, in military officer in the Air Force, retired, highly successful in the real estate business, and he's just here glowing out of pride for his lovely wife, and to see her blooming in her calling and destiny of the Lord. What a man. And I want to hear from you, Vince, when we come back. Vince and Julie Dalmanspeck are here with us. We'll go back for more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We talk about the seasons of life, you know, and the, maybe I should say the ebb and flow of life. Sometimes things are just really... The swell is strong and heavy, and you're just going for it. And then there's times when there's an ebb. And isn't it so that during those ebb moments of life, we feel like not much is actually happening? But you know what? Things are happening beneath the surface, so to speak. And God is at work. Just ask Vince Dobenspeck. When he suffered a pulmonary embolism that laid him up for a number of months, God allowed him to produce a book, write a book called Crown of Thorns, the epic journey from Golgotha to France. His book, he's a writer. In fact, Vince and Julie Dobenspeck have produced numerous books, children's books, books for adults, but all with the redemptive theme of healing and hope and the fact that Jesus Christ can make a difference in our lives today, no matter what we've gone through, no matter what we're facing today. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. To find out more about Vince and Julie Dobenspeck, go to CrackedEggMinistries.com. That's the name of their ministry, CrackedEggMinistries.com. That goes back to Humpty Dumpty. But the fact that the king, their king, has brought healing to their lives. And the king, even in the books that they write, has put Humpty Dumpty back together again, as God our King can do you and me. And so, Vince, as we carry on in this this third segment of our show, what happened with the pulmonary embolism, and how did God work in your life during that season in your business career?
I was actually traveling back to my son's wedding in Florida last year in June, and it was a 10.5-hour flight to Newark. And I couldn't sleep, and I was, my body was just itchy, and anyway, I couldn't seem to get to sleep unless my feet were in my chair with me, and I wrapped my seatbelt around my ankles and held myself into that position, unfortunately, and I was able to get to sleep. Well, my legs went to sleep, and when I woke up, you know, it felt normal, like you hit your funny bone or whatever. But a week later, when I went for a jog, I started to break loose those clots that had formed in my legs that I didn't know about and wouldn't know about even for another week. I started experiencing some pain in my chest, but because I went for that jog and then went to the gym, I thought that I had pulled a muscle in my chest. As I gradually started to be able to breathe less and less and not cough or sneeze or whatever, it was time for us to fly back to here to Hawaii. I got on the airplane, flew back, landed, and I still was breathing rather shallow. I decided, let's go to an early dinner, go, you know, let me get some rest, go to sleep. But when I got home from dinner, I couldn't breathe. And Julie was, that's it. We're going to the hospital. And so we drove up to Schofield to kind of get a little hint at what was going on. They put me on an ambulance, and I ended up in Tripler. And long story short, after the CAT scan, they came in and said, you have a blood clot in your right lung. And because you've waited so long, part of your lung is dead. You're going to be on medicine for quite a while. Gave me a nice big dose of morphine and was finally able to breathe a little bit, but I was on a long road of recovery. But I saw that it was purposeful, because the real estate line to my business basically dried up for the next 6 months. Which was funny, because I'm the broker in the office and I'm signing contracts for many agents. I see the business is going, but none of it is coming my way. So it kind of, it was a little unnerving, but it was also comforting, because I could tell his hand was in it. And right away, as I would sit in the backyard and stare at the ocean, he gave me two separate books that I tell people it was like a thumb drive that was just put into the side of my head, and I was merely writing it down, because frankly I couldn't think up the story of Crown of Thorns. I did do some research, but it came out so quickly. And then I followed that up with a book, a men's ministry book, that I'm still working on, called The Tackle Box, and how men are, we all have separate personalities that are much like the fish that I fish and go after. And we can all succumb to different types of lures that are out there. So that's on the back burner right now. We've got another kid's book coming out July 10th called Kohola, King of the Whales. So I'm looking forward to that. It's just a couple of weeks away. So that'll be out and about with the other children's books. It's not a Humpty Dumpty line, though.
I'm amazed, Vince. You are a broker in charge in a fast-paced real estate industry in the islands, and you're involved in a very powerful ministry of healing that God has brought about. And you yourself are writing books. How did God touch your heart in such a way to live the life that you're living today?
Wow, that's a long road. I think it starts, I can recall being in the second grade in Tucson growing up, and my mom dropping me off in the parking lot of a church and driving away. And me going into that church alone, but starting to formulate a relationship with God at an early age. And I grew up in the church Wednesday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday morning, Sunday night. My friends in high school went to that church. And of course, I eventually went into the military myself, and I met my wife in church in California. And that was a total blessing. And God has worked with the two of us together. And we don't see very far in the future, but we just keep putting one foot in front of the other and seeing where, it was just a month ago that we got the call from you to do this. And we just keep stepping in faith and moving forward and seeing what he wants us to do.
Vince, you, as a husband, and you, and with Julie, knowing her background, I'd like for you to share. There might be someone listening whose wife has had a background of a certain kind of abuse. Could be sexual abuse, and abuse of many kinds. But as a husband, how have you processed life with her? How have you gone through that as she's opened up to you about things in her past? When we come back from our break, I'd like to go there because I think there's some healing that can take place even from that. But then back to you after, Julie, after Vince. Healing in the lives of women that have been broken. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, Vince and Julie Dobbinspeck, they are authors, speakers. They lead a ministry called Cracked Egg Ministries that God is using to bring to light the healing opportunities, the healing powers of the Lord Jesus Christ in our daily lives today. My friend, can you imagine that? You can be healed. I can be healed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 12th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry presents the 16th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register. Teams are filling fast. Register today. Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year. Friday, July 12th. Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, how does a Air Force pilot become a writer of children's books and books about Humpty Dumpty? Well, that's the story of Vince Dovinspec. Vince graduated from the University of Arizona. He got his degree in marketing. Then he joined the Air Force as an aviator. And then later he added a master's in finance before he retired and became a realtor and a writer and a wonderful husband and father to his dear wife, Julie Dovinspec. They're both in studio with us today. They lead a ministry called Cracked Egg Ministries. You can find out more about their ministry there at crackedeggministries.com. If you're tuning in right now, I want you to stay with us because the things that they're going to share, I mean, we'll go back to the first segment when Julie talked about growing up and being abused by her father, who was a pastor of their church, and dealing with the hypocrisy, dealing with the, having to live through that experience over an extended period of time, and then how God brought healing to her life, and then the Lord brings her and Vince together, and over the course of a number of years, a ministry is birthed called Cracked Egg Ministries. To find out more about this show and to get the podcast in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you have been blessed by the show and want to partner with us, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Partners tab, and you could also join us as a Good Life member, Good Life Partnership Club member. Vince, Julie, hey, I mean, it's been quite an amazing time that we've had together today. But as a husband of a woman who's been abused, there's got to be a lot beneath the surface, Vince. And there are men who live lives that way, whose wives have gone through a lot. How did you deal with that reality in your marriage?
Well, I didn't actually find out until 2 years into our marriage. Julie popped up in bed in the middle of the night and said, I can't take it anymore. There's something I need to tell you. And I think providentially I was very sleepy. And she told me. And I, started to give her a hug and went back to sleep and, began to process that over time. Well, we eventually moved back. In the military you get moved around quite a lot. And we moved back and actually lived about 5 minutes from her parents' house. And for 4 years, he never knew that I knew. And, it was God's grace that allowed me to have a normal relationship with him and, me to go over there and root against the San Francisco 49ers because that's who he liked. And it was just eat pizza and, have a good time. But then, eventually we opened that can of worms. And that's kind of a long story, so maybe we'll save that for later. But what I will say to the men out there is, that's a hard road. And Julie deals in her therapy now with all kinds of issues that men deal with, whether it's domestic abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, violence in the household with the kids and, whatever. It's a partnership, and my job, I see with Julie, is to be her cheerleader, is to empower her to go grab everything that God has allowed and is blooming forth to just encourage her and be her cheerleader and let her know that I'm there beside her, to just let her grab it. Go for it.
You speak with a level of a liberty to want her to to be all that God has destined her to be. And you help facilitate that. God has set you in a place where he's given you grace to facilitate an empowerment for Julie Dobbins Beck, your wife. Talking about your, you know, years into the relationship with your father-in-law, how did you process forgiveness in relation to that?
I wouldn't say that I really processed it, because it was miraculous. I mean, for me to be around him and know that, and him, especially when he didn't know that I knew, and to just have a great, and I look back at that time, it was a good time, even, you know, with our kids and all that. It was miraculous for me to be able to not think about that constantly, and to realize that he was a broken man himself, and that what we find in these situations, he was abused as a young kid. And so you have to break those cycles. And that's been a journey for us and our kids, to make sure that the protection is there, and just bringing them up in the love of the Lord, and it was miraculous. It wasn't me really processing and going, because that's hard. I've had other situations where I need to forgive other people, and to do it under my own strength is impossible.
So God gave you a special grace.
Absolutely.
Julie, let's talk about healing in the lives of women who've experienced the same thing or something very similar to you've experienced. What have you seen the Lord do in administering healing to these women?
I think one of the most important things is it breaks the silence. Silence is such a trap. It's where the devil beats you up. When I speak, I have women come up to me who are in their 60s and 70s and tell me about their stories. And I often hear, "I never told anyone." And I think one of the most important things that God has brought me out there and impressed upon me to be completely transparent is to help break the silence, because it's so difficult to speak and to share our stories. And another thing that God has called me to do is to bring people to Jesus, that it's in his presence. And so that's really my job. That's the job of Cracked Egg Ministries. We recognize that we're the King's helpers, we're the King's men, we cannot fix anyone, that healing is found in his presence. And I can share with them many of the lessons that God has taught me, and I can counsel them, and I can pray with them, and I can speak, and I can teach, all of those things. But in the end, what it really boils down to is holding their hand and walking them to Jesus, and showing them how to grow in their relationship with the Lord, and to understand that if they don't remember anything else I've taught them, that if they develop a deeper relationship with Jesus, the rest will come.
Why the silence, Julie?
For me, and I think this is very common, it's really shame. I believed that it was my fault. And there's an incredible amount of manipulation that goes with abuse. And some people may be threatened. Other people are not. I was never threatened. But there's so much manipulation. And I felt like if I ever told anyone, that my dad would go to jail, my parents would divorce, and it would be all my fault. And when I finally did speak, I was really, really scared that my parents would divorce and that our family would fall apart, and everyone would blame me. And it's very, very scary to speak up, and it is a painful path. I wish that I could say that speaking up meant that everything would be okay. It's a painful journey, but I wouldn't trade it for anything because there's freedom and there's healing. God doesn't cover sin. That's not his heart. And so I work with people on speaking up, and I don't necessarily tell everyone to follow the path that I have taken, but to tell somebody, to share it with somebody.
Right now, someone is at a crisis point, or maybe at the crossroads of life, maybe very close to a turning point, a point of healing, a breakthrough. Could you lead in a prayer for someone who's hurting or who has been deeply hurt? And perhaps this brings things to the surface again, but they've never been closer to a point of healing and restoration than they've been at this very time. Would you, Julie, please?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, right now I ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon your wounded children, your daughters, your sons, whoever is listening. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that for those out there who have a deep, dark secret, that you would break the silence, that you would show them one person, just one, Lord, that they can go to, that they can talk to. And Lord, I ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit and bring healing, deep healing into their lives. I pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and that you would move powerfully, Father, in their lives. We ask this in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Julie, Vince, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today, sharing your heart, sharing your life. You've been very, very gracious, very generous. Thank you.
We certainly enjoyed being here, and thank you for allowing us to come and speak. It was a huge pleasure.
Thank you so much.
They're the authors of, Vince, Crown of Thorns, The Epic Journey from Golgotha to France. They have children's books, May I See the King? And it's a series, a Humpty Dumpty series of redemption and hope, Vince and Julie Dobbins-Speck. And Julie has written Broken Treasures, A Survivor's Journey from Tragedy to Wholeness. Their ministry, Cracked Egg Ministries. You can find out more at crackedeggministries.com. And I hope that you've been encouraged today by the story of Julie and Vince Dobbins-Speck. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click get to know Jesus. We have a special presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partnership and join the Good Life Partnership Club. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Julie and Vince Dobbins-Speck. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and videographer, Zach Fu, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.